News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me. It's a beautiful morning out there. For now, it's going to be a rainy week. So, get those umbrellas in the cars this morning. Like I said, my name is Jake Walker. It's News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I love being here. We bring you great content on this show, and I love when NAS Whiting Field is in the building. They are home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy, and they produce 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots, right?
That is correct, sir.
All right. NAS Whiting Field, truly where the future of naval aviation begins. Got Zach Harris in the studio, and he has brought a guest. You guys always bring the most interesting guests, so let's just jump right into it. Who you
Thank
got with you today?
Thank you so much, Jake. Yeah. Well, today I have arguably the busiest man on all of NAS Whiting Field with me this morning, our community planning and liaison officer, Mr. Randy Roy. Thank you for joining us this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Definitely my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and I know Jamie Coffey wishes she could be here with us this morning.
We miss you, Jamie.
Unfortunately, she is busy serving the world's finest Air Force right now, doing a little bit of reserve time. So next month, she'll be back in business and here to take us through the interview. But to start off, Mr. Roy, again, thank you. Kind of a last-minute addition. I do appreciate you jumping in here with me to help kind of pull me out of the fire. As always, you are always keen on helping out the Public Affairs Office, and we do appreciate it.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
Would you mind please giving us a brief introduction? I know that you are a prior military officer in the United States Navy. Would you mind telling us a little bit about what you did when you were in the Navy?
Sure. So I probably know a lot of the audience that's online right now and listening right now, but I am the Community Planning Liaison Officer for Naval Air Station Whiting Field. Joined the Navy in 1984, that is, and then progressed and became an air traffic controller and retired as a naval officer out of Whiting Field in 2008. And then I was able to join the Navy team through the Department of Defense as in the role that I am in right now. But I live local, been here for over 20 years.
Yeah, you've been at Whiting Field since
2005.
2005.
When I came here as a naval officer and then retired in 2008, and I've been given the opportunity to serve in the role that I am now since then.
And you were just so enthralled with Santa Rosa County that you were like, I need to make this where I live and retire when I get out.
Absolutely. I'm not, obviously, from my accent, I'm not from this area. I don't know if many people can say they are from this area, from Florida, but I was born in Massachusetts and fell in love with this area and the community as a whole, so we made this our home.
Oh, great. When you were deciding to join the Navy, what made you want to join the Navy in the first place?
Well, back at where I was growing up, it was either college or maybe the military or maybe some other options. And looked at some of my friends and I said, hey, this looks like a great opportunity for me. I was actually going to join the Marine Corps at first, but actually changed my mind and joined the Navy instead.
And you joined as an air traffic controller, is that correct?
I did. I joined as an air traffic controller, progressed to the ranks pretty quickly, and then I was able to transition to the officer program from there.
Okay, what made you choose air traffic controller when you were enlisting?
I chose air traffic control because it was an opportunity to maybe use a 3D version of control and command, if you will. But it was something new, and I thought it'd be a challenge for myself, and I love challenge, and I love the opportunity to try to progress if you can.
And then you were picked up as a limited duty officer, is that correct?
Yes, I picked up limited duty officer, and then I was stationed aboard a couple ships and then also a couple of shore commands and had the opportunity to lead a lot of folks.
Now, barring Whiting Field, what is your favorite place that you got a chance to serve on?
Probably I would say Whiting Field's nice, but I would say the USS Theodore Roosevelt was probably one of my favorite tours out of Virginia Beach. We got to see quite a bit of the ocean, but we were doing our nation's calling at the time because it was right after Desert Storm.
Oh, okay. Mm. Wow. What when you were on Theodore Roosevelt, where did you guys get a chance to make any port calls, or was it just kind of like we're out at sea now for 7 to 8 months?
Unfortunately, it was a time when we were being challenged across the globe, and we did just a few port calls here and there, but mostly out to sea.
Okay. Okay, so you get out of the Navy, and I assume you're retired, is that correct?
Yes, retired after 24 years.
Okay, after 24 years. Come back to Whiting Field, the Navy recognized best small category installation in the entire Navy. Probably soon to be DOD-wide, but, you know, we'll keep the wraps on that until any sort of official announcement is made. But sure. In our hearts, it's number one, obviously.
Right. One of the pleasures I get on the base also is to help participate in writing that award. That award encompasses 13 different categories. A lot of them are off installation, and it really does lean on community military partnering and the collaboratives that have been established in this area. There is no finer example than Santa Rosa County and Escambia County and the Northwest Florida Panhandle relationship. We've won 9 in the last 12 of those. 3 of those we were not allowed to participate because there was some rules against repetitive wins. So this year
we're just too good.
Yeah, well, this year we're up for the big one. And this one here, not only will be, we already recognize it's Commander Naval Installations Command Installation of the Year for 2024, but this time they put this, we consider it a small command because it just depends on how many people work for the skipper. If you have 500 or more personnel work directly for the skipper, you're a large command. If you have less than that, you're a small command. The skipper owns about 470 people. So we're just under the cusp. But this year they put the small command, i.e. Naval Air Station Wadding Field, up against Department of Defense for the coveted Commander Naval Air Station's Command Award for the United States of America.
Which were probably a shoo-in to win. I mean, just since I've been here in September, you know, just seeing the great team we have, the ability we have to maintain the training pipeline for all of our student naval aviators in conjunction with Training Wing 5, the, as Jake said at the top of the hour, the largest training air wing in the United States Navy. It's no surprise that we keep winning this award.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at Whiting Field as a whole, it is the owner of the largest air wing, about 300 airframes. But then in perspective for the audience, it's about 4 aircraft carriers worth of airframes just at Whiting Field, located in Milton, Florida. It does about 1.3 million operations, how many you did last year, so it's a pretty significant amount. That's about 17% of all United States Marine Corps flight hours flown worldwide. So it's a big number, and it's a big mission. A lot on national defense strategy depends on Whiting Field's ability to produce 1,200-plus, put 1,200-plus students through the pipeline and produce about 550 new helicopter pilots on an annual basis.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the importance of community partnerships when you were talking about one of the 13 categories in this award. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I first got here in September, Jamie immediately said, oh, you have to go with Randy and see what he does on a daily basis. And so that first week, I remember getting in the car with you and not just going to talk to our local governments here in Santa Rosa County, but also over in Alabama as well. And those partnerships we have with them due to the numerous outlying landing fields we maintain, 12, which is, of course, the largest amount of any naval installation in the United States and across the U.S. Navy across the world.
Yes, sir. We own 57% of the Department of Defense Navy outlying landing field footprint. We span across 4 counties and 2 states. So our footprint for fixed-wing training is in Santa Rosa County, Escambia County, and also in Baldwin County, Kanawha County, Alabama, and also Escambia County, Alabama. So we have a significant outreach, if you will, to have a relationship that spans that big of a footprint, and the collaborative that has to be established to have that support network. It's a tremendous honor to be able to do that, but also it makes you very busy at times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As I said, you are the hardest working man at NAS Whiting Field, always taking meetings, always moving and shaking, as it were.
Get in here and get a reset real quick and let you know that this is a call or text in show. If anybody has any questions or comments, you can always call or text into the show, 850-437-1620. It's News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. I'm sitting here with Zach Harris and Randy Roy. He's the community planning and liaison officer for NAS Whiting Field. I got a quick question if I could, Zach.
Yeah, absolutely,
if you don't mind
Jake, what
me.
You got?
You mentioned, Mr. Roy, that you like a challenge. What about setting a state bench press record? How many pounds was this? Over 300 pounds?
Yeah, it was just around 350 pounds for the state of Florida. At my current age, there was an opportunity to participate in a competition of about a year and a half, 2 years ago. So I went down and participated in SummerSlam here in Florida and was able to.
Not the wrestling event SummerSlam, but the weightlifting event SummerSlam.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Powerlifting.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. Back in 2021, that's amazing. 332 pounds is what I'm seeing.
Yes,
so, wow.
Yes. That was just a beginning. Beginning.
Man.
You know, Jake, he's getting ready to take on another record here towards the end of the year. You're going to try again in October?
Yeah. Just back in the day, you used to be able to do over 400. So the goal is to try to see how far we can take it, but also understand your body has some limits.
Yeah, a little bit.
Wow.
Absolutely.
You could lift two of me. That's crazy.
And one and a half of me. So that's, yeah, that's really good. Yeah, it's a strong effort.
Yeah.
You know, talking about the great relationship we have here with the community and that you've been doing it since 2006, what kind of changes have you seen with our ability to work cooperatively with Santa Rosa County? I mean, we've been an installation here since 1943, yeah. when the installation was first established. So in your time here, how has the relationship changed? Has it gotten better? Has it improved? Or are we kind of maintaining and building on an already great relationship we've developed?
I'd take the last. I think we have a great relationship. One of the things that's great for this community, both well in Santa Rosa County and Northwest Florida Panhandle, is that you have to have a champion on the installation and a champion in the community that works towards that common goal. And this area gets it. The state of Florida's governor gets it. He puts his money where his mouth is. And he's been supporting the 21-plus bases across the state of Florida. And his goal is in line with our goal, is to engage and make sure that we can continue to do our mission. His goal is to make Florida the most military-friendly state in America. And I think he's gone a long way in that way. And our local support on every level has been absolutely critical in making that happen. To support a mission that does 1.3 million operations and to have a footprint that's just be able to sustain itself the way that we have since 1943 would be unlikely if you didn't have the support and the ability that has been provided through those community partnering and collaboratives, if you will. But the base is not only just tied to the local government and its presence. We also have a vested interest in our environment and in our conservative groups across the state of Florida. And we also know that we have to work, love, and play and be good neighbors as well. So I think there's a responsibility there. And I think Northwest Florida gets that. And it's a very critical piece on why we've been able to sustain such a great mission for such a long time.
Absolutely. I mean, especially, you know, you're talking Panhandle of Florida. I mean, there's, you know, you can't throw a rock without hitting one of the seven military installations in the area, obviously. But, you know, obviously Santa Rosa County is the best that'll go uncontested as far as, you know, while we're on the air anyway, in my opinion. So, you know, part of that building that relationship, just this past week, we entered into some intergovernmental service agreements with City of Milton and Santa Rosa County that are going to work towards, you know, building the economic relationship between those entities and our installation. Can you tell us a little bit about what those agreements entail?
Yeah, so the Department of Defense has been working on intergovernmental support agreements for a long time. Recently, we were able to work through a contracted entity with the Navy. We work for NES Whiting Field, but our footprint also is encompassed by our Commander Navy Region Southeast team, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida. We were able to establish an agreement between us and Santa Rosa County and us and the City of Milton for support and services that they may already be able to do on their either their local contracting or their own in-house capabilities. The goal is that they would be able to provide that support or service that we would normally allocate cost towards, and maybe there'll be a cost savings and also maybe keep some local funding and capabilities there with them as well. So the goal is to work as a collaborative for support or service with the county or municipality, if you will, to generate a cost savings to the Navy, but also enable maybe more efficiencies. So we were able to do two of them. We're actually working on two regional ones as well. Escambia County is working with one with the Pensacola Airport. And we would benefit from that as well because we own 30-plus runways. And so does, and NES Pensacola has runway and other community support stuff that they need. And we're also working with the Emerald Coast Planning Council as well because they provide support and services for engineering and other things that we sometimes need. And there may be a local capability there.
So when you're talking about the kind of services that the City of Milton and Santa Rosa County can provide, what kind of work are we talking about?
Yeah, specifically City of Milton, one of the things that they do is water, drainage ditch repairs. Tree removal is another big thing because we have flight patterns and flight tracks we have to protect. And then there's also in the Santa Rosa County piece, there's roads and infrastructure and other needs. And they maintain an airport already, the Peter Prince Airport, which is located just south of Whiting Field. So there is this commonality here, if you will, for the support services that they have. And they may be able to work with us on a collaborative to generate that cost efficiency and affect the economies of scale, if you will.
Okay. Well, you mentioned tree removal. Why is it important to make sure we have, you know, trees trimmed to proper heights and that they don't exceed, a certain, size around our airfields? Why is that so important?
Sure. The most dangerous part of aviation is when you're first taking off or when you're landing. So the goal is that these aircraft, as they're approaching or taking off in the runway scenario, environment, if you will, you have to have horizontal safety areas and height of things can affect our aircraft. Obviously, you don't want an aircraft to run into an obstacle or anything sticking up in the sky. So tree removal would be a highlight of one of the things that we have to continuously monitor based on their location and our imaginary surface areas.
Oh, okay. And I understand that things like, road paving, street paving, also it was included in those agreements. Is flight line maintenance part of that, or is that a separate thing?
That's a separate thing. We do have contracted flight line maintenance, if you will, for our aircraft. We support both the TH-73 and TH-57 at this time for helicopters and the T-6 Texan II. But for the pavement piece of it, major runway repair, major runway projects that would be outsourced, and there's some local capability that would be a benefit to us as well.
Yeah, I mean, if we're running, 1.3 million operations a year,
yes.
Now, when people hear that, yeah, they may compare it to like Chicago's O'Hare Airport, or
sure,
perhaps, closer to home, Atlanta's
yeah,
airport. When we talk about operations like that, it's not that we're transporting, hundreds of thousands of people every day.
Like, no.
What does that mean?
No. So it's basically an operation is when an aircraft passes the threshold, the end of the runway. And so that's an arrival. And then when they go on the other side of the threshold, it's called a departure. So it's two operations. A full stop would be just one. So when you count that number and extrapolate that over the year for us, it's 1.3 million operations. And like you said earlier, the perspective on that is if you look at Chicago O'Hare and you look at Atlanta, they're only averaging about 700 to 750,000 operations a year. That's actual physical landings and takeoffs. We're exceeding that twofold on them. But we certainly don't exceed them in passenger throughput, obviously.
Sure. That would be very busy, much more busy on the installation if we were passing them on that.
Yes, sir.
But that number also includes all of our outlying landing fields, correct?
Yes, sir. They couldn't all be done here at Whiting Field. Whiting Field is just two airfields that are paralleled if you would look at them in an aerial overview. We own 12 outlying landing fields, 10 we're actively flying at routinely at to support the T-6 and helicopter mission. So the footprint located in Santa Rosa County. Santa Rosa County owns 100% of all of the helicopter training in its county. And the rest of the component for fixed wing primary training, which is 60% of the Navy's Department of the Navy and U.S. Marine Corps enterprise, is spread out through Florida and Alabama.
Okay. Now, let's get a little bit more personal.
Oh, personal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, you can't have this, kind of long-running career without some sort of stability at home.
Sure.
You are married, correct?
Yeah, I am. I am married, and my wife's originally from Texas. But we live local and have three of our own children, and we decided to adopt four children out of the Florida system here and raise them all. I got the last two just graduated high school. They've all decided to take on the service as well. So I have one in the Marine Corps, one in the Navy, one in the Army, and one going to the Army here in about 3 weeks.
Wow. The one that's currently in just shipped too, correct? About a week ago?
Wow. Yeah, about a week ago. He's actually taking advantage of a great program. If anybody's listening and do not know about the Florida National Guard program, Army National Guard program is a pretty cool little program. My son, Otter, he's an academic. Let's just say he's really good at academia. He's got good academia skills. But the state of Florida, when you adopt in the state of Florida, there is another thing that happens. Your child will have the opportunity to have college paid for through the state of Florida if they qualify.
That's great
up to the age of 26. So he already has that capability. So this National Guard is actually going to allow him to capitalize on that. He'll be able to use that benefit to also make his college dreams come true. He wants to possibly be a pharmacist. We'll see. But that's one of the goals he's working on. But, yes, I would say I got one that just shipped. He's been in about a week. And then one that's already graduating on the ship, USS George Washington. And I got one over in Camp Lejeune. Fantastic. And then one coming in here in about a month.
Now, I heard a story that you met your wife when you were working as a bouncer in a shady bar called the Double Deuce. No, wait, I'm sorry. That's the plot line of Roadhouse. My apologies.
Roadhouse.
Yes. Sorry about that. I got a little off topic there. You're a child that's getting ready to join the Army, going to ship here, you said, in about a week or two?
Yes. He comes in July 1st, and he'll be... doing about a 3-4 year stint. We'll see what he does.
Okay. What do you know what career he's picked?
He wants to work with heavy equipment. That's what his goal is. It's sort of his thing, but not my thing, but that's what his thing is.
And do you know where he's going to be going off to boot camp?
Supposedly, he said he already knows that he's going to graduate boot camp, go to school, and then maybe be stationed in Alaska. So it should be a pretty good adventure for him.
That's going to be wildly different than the Florida Panhandle, that's for certain.
Yes, he's an outdoorsman. He loves it, so it'd be something he can gravitate towards.
Well, I mean, if he likes fishing and hunting, he's going to be in a wonderful spot to do it, that's for sure.
He will. We'll be an empty nester by then.
I'm sure you're excited about that.
Yeah,
absolutely. Let's see. What else do I have for you this morning? You know, you're such a great speaker. Is there anything that I'm not asking you that you'd want to talk about?
This is what I would say.
Sure.
In this area here, there needs to be a round of applause that just has to be so resounding for this area. To support a military mission at Whiting Field is significant, obviously.
Sure.
Naval Air Station Pensacola, Corey Station serve a tremendous opportunity for the Navy to train and maintain a national defense strategy footprint that is unparalleled. And then you have Eglin, Hurlburt, and Tyndall, and then you have Panama City. It is something that needs to be applauded.
Oh. Yeah. They're not as good as Whiting Field, but we still like them.
No, there's a lot of mission overlap, and what I'm trying to say is these communities have a value that should be recognized and celebrated throughout the year, and they are, but I think it should be always a big shout-out.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think it's a piece that you know, you kind of think about, especially doing public affairs work, we mm-hmm. talk about, you know, maintaining good relationships mm-hmm. with the surrounding community and our internal and external community as well.
Right.
And your job, when I got here, I didn't even realize that we had, you know, people doing that kind of role. So mm-hmm. I found it incredibly interesting that the role does exist for someone to kind of act as that mm-hmm. direct liaison to, you know, kind of take all those phone calls about air operations and then,
sure.
You know, go out into the community and really, yeah. you know, put our best foot forward.
Yeah. And I'll give you another example. Just it's off target a little bit, but it's important. One of the things that Whiting Field and this local area is known for is base buffering and its initiatives. Today, we've secured about 20,000 acres in restrictive easements around Naval Air Station Whiting Field and some of our outlying landing fields. With a vested interest of not only the Department of Defense, but the state of Florida and other entities that exceeds $55 million. That's unheard of. And it is a credit to this area recognizing the importance of protecting that footprint in perpetuity and understanding that there's a value in that and there's a partnership. And that collaborative is integral. We could not do what we do without having the support of all the communities and all of the residents in this area.
Absolutely. And I know just most recently we secured another 492 acres. Is that correct number?
429 acres.
429, excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, sir. And it's right on the other side of Whiting Field. And that one there will protect our safety and flight track areas. We were talking about earlier with horizontal soft safety areas. But it also is a 40-acre lake in the middle of it. And it's going to offer the county a recreational opportunity for use. And it's compatible with us. So
fantastic.
It's a good win-win.
Well, you know, thanks for coming out here and talking to me today and really, you're really helping me out. And, you know, next month we'll be back with Jamie Coffey. And I've been Zach Harris. I am Zach Harris of NAS Whiting Field.
You have been Zach Harris
but
for
I
a while.
But I have been, yes, absolutely.
Short time.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right. This has been News Radio Pensacola's Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. We just heard from Zach Harris and Randy Roy from NAS Whiting Field. Randy is the Community Planning and Liaison Officer. It was great to have you on the show today. Thank you so much. Stay tuned. We got more Pensacola Expert Panel coming up. We got Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing coming on. So don't go anywhere. 850-437-1620. We'll be right back after this.